On this eve of the first Friday of the month of May, the month of the Blessed Mother, and on which we will end the Easter season in a few weeks, we also have a very, very important feast. It is the feast of St. Athanasius of Alexandria. Now, it's interesting, I was reading a commentary that somebody was making. I wasn't particularly reading for this reason, but it stuck in my mind as I was reading this, that I believe St. Paul mentions the name of Jesus like 9 or 10 times in this first reading, the lesson from the Corinthians. And he repeats it over and over and over again. And of course, he said that it was very appropriate. Why is it appropriate? Not that it is any more appropriate today than tomorrow. But the reason is that St. Athanasius was the one who fought through most of the 4th century against the heresy of the priest Arius. And remember always, as I tell you, it is usually bishops and priests that start heresies. Arius was a priest, and he decided that Jesus was not really the Son of God. And so he denied the divinity of Christ. As such, then, he denied the Trinity. And of course, as a result of this, the divinity of the Holy Spirit was also cast into question. And that was the next heresy that had to be solved. Well, the Patriarch of Alexandria at the time, the mentor of St. Athanasius, was St. Alexander of Alexandria. And St. Athanasius told him, this is what's going on. We must do something about it. So they wrote to the Pope, even then, this is about the year 318, the Pope was the center of the church. And then they wrote the emperor, who had the authority to call a council. This was something that was held by the civil authority before. Why? Because they paid the bill, a horrendously high bill. Now, in those days, not as high as today. Today it would be 4,000 bishops. Who's going to pay that bill? Every time there's a council, the Vatican goes in the red. But in those days, the emperor paid. So he was the one who had the authority. So the Pope had to tell him, call a council, and he would. And so, at that time, it was St. Constantine, who was not always squeaky clean, by the way. So he called the council in Nicaea, the first ecumenical council, the Council of Nicaea. We still say the Creed, the Nicene Creed, at any mass of any solemnity, which today is not, by the way. Yesterday, it was. And so they held the council. Arius was condemned. It was at this council that the great St. Nicholas, whom we know during Christmas time in particular, whose feast is December the 6th, it was at this time that St. Nicholas came upon Arius and on the floor of the council and slapped him silly. Violence is sometimes necessary. Saints also partake of it. And so, everyone knew who Arius was. St. Athanasius fought it. And what happened was that the civil powers, not Constantine, but his successors, decided to become Arians. And it took about 300 years in Spain, for instance. We had the feast of St. Hermenegild last week, the prince whom the father killed because the father was an Arian, St. Hermenegild converted back to Catholicism. And so he refused to go along with the father, so the father had his head cut off. And so it was about 300 years before we could even begin to get rid of Arianism. Heresy, just because somebody writes a law and publishes a council, doesn't mean it's finished. You have to convert the hearts of men, just as today. No matter what happens with the next pope, it will be at least another 100 years, at least, before the churches put right where it's supposed to be. So don't expect instant results. There will not be any instant results. And so Saint Athanasius fought Arius in the council, and the rest of his life, he had to go into exile 5 times. And at the end, around the year 380, he died back in Alexandria, where he was supposed to be. And after much suffering, and the reason we know so much about St. Athanasius is because the great desert father, St. Anthony the Great, wrote his biography, and he gave him a place to live with him in the desert every time, or almost every time, St. Athanasius had to flee for his life. Something else that's interesting, because you know, what goes around comes around, and that's why I always tell you, tell Jesus or Mary, you take care of it when somebody does you wrong. Boy, do they do it. Oh, mamma mia, I can't even begin to tell you. But you'll find out. But anyway, St. Athanasius and St. Nicholas fought Arius, and Arius made some kind of a deal with some of the bishops. God knows why or how. He knows now, for sure. And Arius made a shady deal. He was going to swear that he believed the fullness of the whole Catholic faith. Well, in reality, he didn't believe it. And he was not going to keep his word. He was going to break his word. He knew that he was going to break his word. A very serious offense. And so what happened was, on the way to signing the papers, all of a sudden, as he was approaching the council halls, which was in the church, his stomach exploded, and he died and bled to death on the spot. Don't mess with God, nor canons. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Of course, tomorrow we celebrate First Friday, requested by the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and First Saturday coming, requested by Our Lady at Fatima. And it is a plenary indulgence day for anyone who comes here and partakes of the services, of the prayers, the Mass, etc.